to Ross that we're going to go get some food for the cat, and because it all run out. And he said, well, she could jump into the box. And I said, yeah, but that food is all gone. She said, well, we go get some, and we'll put some in there, and then she can jump into the box and eat it. And of course, his thinking, your reasoning is quite good, but then what he shouldn't have said in the first place is, well, she can jump into the box. In other words, here's a way that we can solve the problem without having to go to the store. She can jump into the box. With an implication of the use of well in that case. In other words, I have a solution. But in fact, that was not a solution. What he was saying was that once it's bought, then she can jump into the box, right? Is that what you meant, Ross?
Yeah.
Ross was asking.
Marky was saying that Ross's bathing suit was underoos, and Ross said, no, you might say it's a short, and you might say it's underoos, but it's really a bathing suit. And which it is, it really is. Which it is, it really is a bathing suit. I put on my jeans without any underpants on, and Ross said, I wouldn't do that without undies. But why don't you have any underpants on? Because he was basically scolding me. I told Ross that his Smurfs shirt was dirty, and we'd wash it tomorrow. He said, no, Daddy, it's not made for washing. I said, yes, it is. He said, no, it says you're not supposed to wash it here, inside. It meant on the label, right? And actually, I guess he had looked at some of those things. It said, don't iron, don't bleach.
There are pictures of an iron, yeah. And it says, don't iron. And
I cross. Somehow he got the idea. Ross had a dream. He said, you know what, Mom? I had a dream about this big monster. It had a white eye and a black eye, and it keeps on going distorting things.
Destroying.
Yeah.
And when I dreamed that I also dreamed that I was turning into a monster.
Right. What kind of monster were you?
My dream that there were no cookies.
Let's go eat breakfast. No cookies.
I was a black monster with horns.
Well, I was a black monster with horns. Okay, come on, boys. Come on, monsters. Come on, little monsters.
Yeah.
He's still using our, were for our. He said, is that were car? In other words, is that our car?
Ross said, we won't go swimming today. Every time that we have a cold, we won't go swimming. And every time that we don't have a cold, we will go swimming, right?
I told Ross that we were going to go home. This was in folk dance camp tomorrow. He said, but I'm going to miss the duck. This was a friend that he had made called the duck.
Are you back instead?
Mm-hmm. I said to Ross that in a couple of years when we come here, Ross will be 6 and Mark will be 4. And he said, yeah, and will be easier to handle.
I was telling Ross about having taken my poison sumac to the Carnegie Botanical Collection for, you know, my poison sumac for identification. And he said, you know, and I said that I still got poison sumac. And he said, you know, Dad, you shouldn't have trusted them. Which is exactly true.
Ross heard me say that. Marky said, I'll help myself, and Ross said, that means he's beginning to talk. Yeah? I told Ross to say thank you, Daddy, when the pancakes come, and then Marky was asking for them, and he said, say thank you, Daddy. And Marky said, I don't want to, and Ross said, when the pancakes come, then.
I
asked Ross why he was so violent. And I said, because you're watching so many violent TV programs? And he said, no, you watch violent TV programs. And I said, no, I don't, just the news. And he said, that means you, just the news, that's all I watch. Said, that means you do watch violent TV programs. In other words, since the news is violent, you watch violent TV programs.
Yeah, you know what? Mm-hmm. There's a plug in the toilet, and every time you flush the door, the plug comes out, and the light comes in, out, and when you pull that thing, then the wire comes out.
Okay, does the plug go up or down, or sideways? Does it go this way, sideways, or does it go up and down? Sideways?
Yeah.
It moves over sideways?
Yeah.
And then what, how does the water go? Sideways or up and down?
Down.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're almost right, but there's a lever that goes like this. It goes sideways, but it pulls the plug up, Ross. It doesn't pull it sideways, it pulls it straight up. And then it opens up a hole, and the water goes out the hole. You almost had it right. Go take a look at it. Can you want me to show you what it looks like again?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ross said. Yeah, Ross said I was leading the way down to the TV. What did you say about in here?
There used to be nails in that one.
Mm-hmm. Ross said. And what about your room?
But I don't have anything to worry about because I always had my
clothes
on.
Uh-huh. Right. And you never had any nails come up, right?
Right.
Okay. Before that, we were talking about something else. About the calendar. Ross said, is it the end of the month? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, it's time to turn the Snow White ad, right? Okay, you mean the picture?
Yeah.
Right, the big picture of Snow White on the calendar. In other words, it's time to turn the calendar.
It's still the end of the month.
No, it's the new. We're finished with the old month now. Now we have a new month.
That's why they broke down the old month.
The old month is finished. It's all broken up.
Yeah.
And now we have a nice new month. Yesterday Ross said, I was playing on the swing, and he said to Mary, I'll love you if you hold the ladder for me. And Mary said, I'll love you if I don't. And Ross said, I won't love you if you don't. And Mary said, I won't love you if I do. And Ross said, I don't want you to love me, so do it. And then afterwards, after Mary had told Brian about this in Ross's presence, we were talking about it, and he said, I need somebody to say I love you if I don't.
I do.
So what would happen if you had a fork with no handles? You'd get all sticky when you picked up the watermelon, right? Good thing that God made us with handles and hands, or else we'd get all sticky. Is that what you said?
All people are made.
Mary was being skeptical about this business of God making things. And Ross said, you know how I knew him? Because I was made out of him. That's how I knew him. All people are made out of him.
Something
must
be.
I want more. I want more. I want more. I'm going to tell my friend Brian that.
So this does this over.
It's not the chicken.
I want more.
Okay, it's good, Marky. Good, okay? As soon as Mommy's finished with me, I'll give you one. Give me a plate. Give me a plate, little boy.
There
you go. Oh, you're all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Save mine. No more.
You can have some of mine if you want.
I want one.
Well, I don't have a spoon, but maybe later I can do it.
Can you take it?
Mm-hmm. No more?
Mm-hmm. No. I have one more of mine. One more of mine.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. I'm going to drink my juice.
I want to get yours by yours. How come you got this and we didn't?
I
don't
know. And we did. Well, how come you didn't get this and we did?
I don't know.
She, yeah, she got Sure, we're one.
Can you wait, make a wait?
Box.
We don't put them in the
Yes, we
We were. I mean, we should. They just got put together because... When you're making a birthday party,
yeah.
Standard operating procedure is to include some vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean, to include chocolate sensitive people.
Yeah. Well, we have some options.
Yeah, we have options. So. And it turned out, of course, the child did not the vanilla cake that she made.
Did not eat.
Right.
Perfect.
No, he didn't. He ate some ice cream. He was quite happy. I mean,
yeah.
I suppose the mother didn't tell her because it's not that important to the child.
Then why did the mother get annoyed?
Well, just out of motivation to make sure that the child doesn't get here.
Yeah.
Forget me.
Yeah, well, that's a company at this point.
Huh? Yes, understandably,
but unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't have made a vanilla cake. I mean,
I've seen a different place. Not long ago, you know, but. Did we finish the document, sir?
No, of course.
I'm going to go upstairs and back.
Well,
I mean, yeah, I didn't want to do that. All right. I guess I asked you to do it about an hour and a half ago.
Well, I've only been doing some of it. So if you want to get all snotty about it, you're going to have to do it.
Which ones are done?
Don't stand down here and get snotty about it. Just run the front of it.
Mary, what room is done?
Huh?
What room is done?
The bedroom. In other words, now you need the meter bar.
Okay.
Change of,
menu. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm happy, you know, okay, first place. So no problem. Then he called back up, and I hope you're cooking every, you know, doing this, that, and the other thing. Well, I hope you got the cake from Bakery Sesame stuff. It looks like one of the day, yeah, of course. So.
Yeah.
And, this went on and on. I mean, she called back several times, and finally, when the board came to the party, well, this is what I'm saying, you can't bring a present because we're not allowed to share anything on the Sabbath. Oh, that's all right. It's sensible, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun, and the present is not important, so that's a boy. And then, with no present, and then, the boy's father came. And of course, nothing was important to the father.
Yeah.
And it was okay. The boy was doing my birthday next day. Yeah. It was okay with the father, so the Jewish boy was carried off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it was still the house, of course.
Yeah.
So it was really, really put out.
Waiting for people to know.